So now I'm going to be that 40-year-old guy. I mean, thank God I'm in a relationship and I'm not going on Grindr or something like that. And be like, you know, they ask you your age and you're like 40 and then, you know, they block you. Although I don't know, Big Fatty's 61 now, I think. And he seems to get all the young little twinks wanting to use his special chair. What do you do? I want to know what you do in the special chair. Is that like a is that like a tongue action sort of thing? Is that a like what kind of action goes on in the special chair?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I want to know what you do in the special chair.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2495 for Monday the 21st of August 2017, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, it is Eclipse Day, so I'm going to tell y'all about the weekend. Yes, Big Ready! Hello, specialers. Big Fatty is at the special chair. No, it's a hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, yeah, everybody's a specialer today because, y'all, you got to wear the special glasses. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, but you don't have to sit. No, you do not have to sit on the special chair to observe the solar eclipse. And, y'all, that's happening here in Charleston. Y'all, they say, as I record this Sunday afternoon, in fact, let me just go over here and look on the cellular telephonic device and see what the forecast is going to be. Y'all, I think we're going to get the solar eclipse about 2:45 in the afternoon on Monday. And, y'all, I don't know. It's 2 p.m. Noon. No, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. light rain. So, y'all, it may be overcast. It may be overcast or mostly cloudy, or there may be some light rain. Big Fatty, you won't need the special glasses, but then everybody can sit on the special chair. Well, one at a time, please. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta see y'all today. Today, the 21st of August, 2017. Y'all, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, the moon and the sun are having a little baby. Although the sun will exit from behind the moon today. But y'all, it is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, you hear her all the time here on the BFO with the CVS receipt. Yes, Big Fatty, she's going to put them out of business. Y'all, is that Princess Hana? Big Fatty, we love Princess Hana. And y'all, I know that the boy genius has got a big surprise plan for. Oh, Big Fatty, what is? Well, if it's a surprise, I can't tell. Big Fatty, at least sure as hell better have a big surprise. Big Fatty, you've gotten him in trouble now. But y'all, if you see Princess Hana on the Twitty or the Facebase wisher a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope she gets a big old piece of cake. Yeah, I guess so, y'all. Now, the last time I talked to you was Thursday evening before the Big Brother came on. And so let's see. Anything happen Thursday evening? Let's see. Seems like there was one thing.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Yes, that, okay. Y'all, third, okay, it wasn't that great. Thursday night, y'all, my little 30-year-old, he's the newest one that likes to come by the villa that only lives a mile away. Everybody, what you doing? I said, well, I'm getting ready to get into the love chamber. He says, oh, well, Big Fatty, I'd just like to come by for a little while. No need to pull the special chair out, though. I went, all right, well, come on over. And, y'all, he came over, and I think he was just a little squirrely, to tell you the truth. Bleh, Fatty. And so, y'all, we fooled around a little bit, and there's no humpity-bumpity or anything. It was just some bit, yes, Big Fatty, inappropriate touching. Well, okay, we'll go with that. And y'all, it was just kind of nice way to end the night. And y'all, Thursday night, they had the double elimination on the Big Brother. Yeah, I guess y'all, and Cody, sure enough, out the door. And y'all, he just proved there again at the end that he was just as much of an ass at the end as he was at the beginning. Y'all, Chinbot announced that he was on the way out, and y'all, he just stood up, walked across the coffee table, and left, didn't say goodbye to anybody. And, Then they had the competition for the head of household, and then they had the nominations and the power of veto. And Mark, the big muscly one that Gay Country West wants to inappropriately touch. Yes, Big Betty. His girlfriend, Elena, was sent packing. Yes, Big Fatty, maybe Gay Country West needs to go and comfort Mark, but could be. And y'all, and then for right night, y'all, they had a special episode with that Derek that won a few years ago. And y'all, it's basically a clip show. It was best viewed if eating some cheesecake. Yes, Big Fatty. Then y'all got up on Friday morning, went into the coal mine, and y'all, old Veda wasn't there, I think Larry Clyde left early, and the little lamb left early, and y'all, it was just kind of a skeleton staff, I've had this lingering drainage in my throat and everything. So, y'all, I called my doctor and said, I need to come in and see you, get something to help clear this up. And, y'all, so I was able to get an appointment at noontime. He took a look and poked and prodded and gave me a couple of prescriptions. He says that it's probably a little bronchitis or something like that, and something. So he gave me something to try to clear that up, and then something to help with the cough. And so I got those prescriptions refilled, or got them filled, and went back to the coal mine for the remainder of the afternoon. And, y'all, it's just kind of a quiet day. Oh, Mr. Cackle. Mr. Cackle and Dr. P flew into town, and had a few testimoniums with them. And y'all, they went and did some sightseeing, and they had some supper and all. And I told them that, you know, we'd have them over here for a cocktail at the villa. But y'all, instead, I got a message from Granny, Herbert Granny. Our favorite bartender is not going to be around on Saturday, and so we won't get to see her before we get back from the cruise. So y'all, we all decided we was all going to go out on Friday night. So it was Durwood and me and Granny and Big Dick and his friend John and Mr. Cackle and Dr. P came out, and y'all, it was just real nice. Y'all, the air conditioning was broken. That wasn't nice. The air conditioning was broken, and so it's hot in there. It's hot. And it was a nice evening. I did not stay as late as the rest of them. Dr. P and Mr. Cackle, they were using the lift while they were here, so they got a ride back to their motel. Got up on Saturday, and they were off again, sightseeing and touring and everything. And so, y'all, I just had a nice quiet day around the villa here. Y'all, my lawn guy finally came, and I just wrote him a check. Y'all, it's been since December 2015. since he's come to the villa. And y'all, I put a little mark in my calendars. Yes, we created the mark in calendar as to when he comes. And y'all, he'd been here 14 times and hadn't gotten paid because he hadn't given me a bill. So I just wrote him a check. I said, I know this isn't enough, but I know I owe you at least this much. He goes, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. And y'all, he's still, I don't really need the money. I just enjoy having something. I said, well, I can't do that. So anyway, so he came by and we chatted for a little bit and all. And y'all, then, let's see. I got some petroleum on Saturday. What did I pay? I got $1.89 a gallon for petroleum. Being very, I don't think Jeremiah likes us anymore. He hadn't called with a gas report. No. Well, you know, anyway, did that and, y'all, I got the ruby red washed also, so I got all that taken care of, and looking good, and the plan was to go back out to the Connections on Saturday night, and Dr. P and and Mr. Cackle, they got back to their motel. And Mr. Cackle said, Big Fatty, we have been in the sun all day long. And we're just worn out. And y'all, it's true. I know how it feels that you're out in the sun all day long. It'll just wear you out. It'll suck the energy out of you. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. But it will suck the energy. And they decided they were not going out on Saturday night. But I went out, and Granny and Durwood and Big Dick and John were all out there. And, the one thing I forgot to tell you, that on Friday in the evening, y'all, we got the booklet about the cruise of a lifetime, that showed all the different entertainment and, you know, all that kind of stuff, the cruise document. It's not really documents. It's just the basically telling what's going on. You know, a general overview of what to expect and all that kind of stuff. And that was kind of exciting to see all of that, y'all. And I'll probably tell you later on this week. I'll read to you. Oh, Big Fatty Haddam loves it when you read. I'll read what the different entertainment is that's planned and everything. So I got home Saturday night after it was all over, and Sunday morning had a testimonium from Mr. Cackle, and says, "Hey, McFreddy, let's go do some touring." I said, "Well, have y'all had lunch?" And they had not, and so went by their motel, picked them up in the Ruby Red. And y'all, we drove down to the coal mine and did a little touring of it, and drove around downtown Charleston and showed them some of the sights they hadn't seen the previous 2 days they had been down there. Y'all, they went to some museums and things like that, and they went out to Fort Sumter and all on the boat. But anyway, so I told them and took them around and told them little stories. Oh, yes, Big Freddy, Daniel Bieber especially loves those little stories you tell. Then we went to a place in town called the Okra Grill, and y'all, I it's one of my favorite places. I get the chicken and waffles when I go there, and y'all, they were having brunch though, and I didn't realize this. I thought they were just having their regular menu, and y'all, come to find out, Dr. P is not a fan of the Brofkas eggs. And neither Mr. Cackle nor Dr. P like the seafood. So, y'all, this was a terrible, terrible choice. Oh, and Dr. P does not care for the chicken. So, y'all, it was a terrible, terrible place to suggest we go. But now I know better. Yes, McFeddy, go without them. anyway. Mr. Cackle and I had the chicken and waffles, and Dr. P had a meat and potato omelet. And but y'all, I'm going to tell you something. He cleaned his plate, so I evidently he's okay. He's okay with the breakfast a little bit more than he let on. So y'all, but we had a lovely. Lovely meal, and the Dr. P and Mr. Cackle took me out to lunch. It was awfully kind of them to do that. And then y'all, we came back here to the villa, and I gave them a tour of Fat Acres and the villa. And y'all, we recorded a little show with them, an episode of The Gays, and we'll have that coming up maybe the end of this week. So then I took them back to their motel, because Big Fatty needed a little nipper nap. Yes, Big Fatty, the elder need a little nipper nap. And y'all, on my way back to the to the villa from dropping them off. Y'all, I heard from that Brian in Boston and Jaime. And y'all, they had just crossed into the South Kakalaki from North Kakalaki. And they were going to stop at the south of the border. You know, that's where Pedro says to do all this kind of stuff. So they made a little stop there. And I'm expecting them here at the villa probably within an hour, hour and a half or so like that. Yes, McFeddy. Later tonight, I'm not quite sure what the plans are going to be. But we'll decide all of that. Once Jaime and Brian from Boston get here. Yes, Big Freddy! And y'all, then of course we've got the solar eclipse. Oh, Dick, I see the solar eclipse going on here in Charleston this afternoon. Y'all, I hope that it's not so cloudy that we're going to miss it. But if not, we'll see something on the TV machine, I'm sure. But it's just lovely to have folks here in town, regardless of the eclipse or not. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Granny and I and Durwood and Big Dick are heading to the Horror Hotel on Thursday. For the big horror event. At the beginning of today's little show, you heard Adam Burns, the geeky gay. Adam, anything you want me to ask Jaime when he gets here?
I want to know what you do in the special chair.
Oh, Jaime, you heard it. Adam wants to know what you do in the special chair.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.